Richard Hager.
Maynard.
You know, if I had a $2 million house and I sold it, I would be paying $180,000 in commission to a real estate agent.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to do that. My question to you, is that a negotiable situation?
Absolutely. And by the way, I always encourage people to use real estate agents for listing and selling of houses. The commission, it can be anywhere between zero and the moon. It is a totally negotiable item. It is something that the seller typically pays. The most common commission for residential properties is around 6%. But also understand it's variable, that maybe it's the first $500,000, it's at 6%. And then after that, the commission becomes a smaller, maybe 4, 3, 2, and 1%. Different types of properties have different types of commissions. So you could see residential at 5 to 7%. You could see vacant land at 10%. And you can see recreational property like timeshares or camping clubs that can be as much as 50%.
Why would something be 50%?
Well, you're dealing with a smaller dollar amount. You're not talking your multi-million dollar houses for these recreational properties. You're talking about a $10,000 to $20,000 timeshare condo or a vacant lot somewhere. And these agents still have fixed costs for offices, for advertising. So smaller dollar amounts require a little higher percentage.
But one has to have the savvy as a homeowner. You need to know that. And I have been in a situation where I fixed up a house when that was popular and spent some time fixing it up, windows, doors, paint. It sold in one day. And I thought, geez, I just paid 6%
for that.
For a real estate agent to work one day. And I know I don't begrudge anybody making money, but I thought, well, one day. You know, couldn't I have just written a guy that a check for $1,000 or something?
You know, it sounds like it, but I will tell you, real estate agents, the good ones, they work their tush off. So,
I understand with the open houses and working so hard, and they go back to some homes that don't sell weekend after weekend or whenever. But this was a one day thing, and in retrospect, I thought, gee, maybe could have negotiated it down and said, yeah, you get your 6% if it's taking weeks and weeks, but if it sells in the first 24, 48 hours, can we
maybe a little bit less. And, you know, I don't have any problem with that. I'm sure it would confuse a lot of agents because they want it neat and clean. But if they were to sell it very quick, the agent probably wouldn't have those newspaper ads, you know, to run on it yet. Might not have spent a lot of advertising money and their costs were lower. And know that not every house sells in one day. Some of them actually take 2 or 300 or 600. And so, yes, there's some quick ones that sell. And I like your idea of saying, hey, look, if it sells in the next 48 hours, your commission's only 5. Let's do the 6% commission. That gets divided half to the selling agent, half to the listing agent, and that agencies, their companies.
Mm-hmm.
And then their companies keep half. So all of a sudden, it's not the 6, 7% to one person. It's like 1.5% to one person.
Well,
now it's pretty small.
There you go.
There we go.
You just blew through our time with that. And thank you, Richard Hager.
Maynard.